Hey guys, welcome back to Forbidden Life. Last time it was like 2020, and now it's 2021. It's April, I think 3rd, 2021. The last time I did one of these was probably in September. I was talking about high school. And I just want to say I finished high school. I genuinely thought that I was just gonna quit and just drop out because of how tough it was, especially during the COVID stages. I literally thought about dropping out. And I had thoughts of dropping out since my junior year because that's when COVID was freshly hitting and it was just too much for me to handle. And like I thought my life was just never gonna get better because my junior year I had to retake two classes, as well as I was taking my junior classes and I was taking senior classes. So I genuinely thought that I was just gonna drop out, but in the end, November 6, 2020, I graduated. And so it's April. So next month is my graduation ceremony. Next month is my open house. And when I walk for the last time across the stage of my high school, receive my diploma, and say, I did it. I went through shit. I went through hell. I did it. But let's talk about that for a second. I mean, after you graduate, what's next? You work for 50, 60 years and then die, or you make something of your life? Honestly, it just depends up to you. And quite frankly, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell I want to do with life. I want to go to college, but right now I don't have enough money to pay my fees to apply for college. So if I cannot be able to afford smartly my fees to even to apply to these colleges, then how the hell am I even going to afford colleges? And on top of that, there's all these other things that you can do in life other than working in a crappy factory job that you hate. They're really hard to get into. I'm 18 years old. And right now I'm working in a factory job to which I strongly hate. I'm literally wanting to just leave my factory job and then go somewhere else. But I've been job searching for about 2 weeks now, maybe a week, somewhat. It's been a little more than that, I think. But I've had periods to where I just stopped and then went back to it. But I'm having trouble myself to figuring out what I want to do in life. And here where I live, we have this thing called a FAFSA. And like you have to fill it out for like you can go to college and stuff. And it's basically just like possible, like I think it's basically just you can get financial aid or something like that. But like I didn't go do FAFSA in October when they did it, because in October I was just too busy. In October I didn't fully think I was going to college because I didn't want to handle it. I didn't know how to handle it. But now that I graduated, I'm working full time. I kind of want to go back to college. But I already missed doing the FAFSA. I can barely afford to even submit my application. So honestly, it's just a road of what's next? What? what is next? Because right now I'm making $500 a week. And nothing can beat it. I mean, I don't think there's a full job to where, in the location where I live, I can make more than $500 a week. And when I say weekly, I mean I get paid weekly. But the job that I have, I just spent the last week at home because they shut down. I've never had a full 40-hour week since January. So, what's next? What is next that I can do? What is there that I can do to where I won't be going from 500 to like 100 a week? Like, right now, I am making 16 an hour. If I wanted to go back to Little Caesars, I'd be making about $8.25 an hour. If I wanted to go back to serving, I'd make $217 an hour. And tips, to which tips aren't always a guarantee because just serving is a hard job and I don't know. I mean, there's nothing I see that I can do. I mean, I feel like if I find a job that pays $10 to $12 an hour, I feel like I'd be set because my brother, he lives in a different town than I do, but he makes about $10, $11 an hour, and he has his own house. He's been out of the house for a while. And I get paid more than him. So I feel like if I just find a simple job that I feel like I'd enjoy, I'd feel like I'd be set because I feel like I'd just be set. And it's not that I don't enjoy living where I live right now. The spectrum is I hate where I'm living. It's not the location, but it's kind of the people. But, I mean, what more can you do from that? I mean, yeah, you'll get tired of it, but I don't know. But I've been looking to moving possibly in Florida. I mean, there are some houses down there that's under $75,000, which I'd be able to afford, that are so beautiful. I mean, me personally, I'm not asking for a mansion. I'm not asking for a 3-story modern home. If you see the houses I've been looking at, they're small, like small floor, like small cute Florida homes. I mean, I think they're called, I don't think they're called mobile homes because they're not mobile. But I mean, they're small, like 2-3 bedroom houses. They're very cute. And like, there is this one house that's being sold for, I think, $59,900. And it is probably one of the most cutest little houses I've ever seen. So between now and my graduation ceremony, I think if I save up like $5,000 or $6,000, I'd be able to get that house. Because where I'm at, I'd be able to get my loan June 7th, I think. I'm really hoping it's June 7th, because if it's July 7th, I'm probably going to cry. But I hope it's June 7th, I can get my loan, and I can happily move to a location to where I feel like I'd be happy. But there's questions about, like, I've told, like, I already told one person about me possibly moving to Florida. And their first question to me was, what job are you gonna hold down there? I don't know. I don't know what's down there. I'm just here. I don't know what's in Florida. I don't know, like, what I'm doing. I mean, I'm trying my best. I mean, I'm doing this podcast, to which there are some segments to which I can get paid for. I'm doing Twitch, to which, that rhymed. I'm doing Twitch that, like, when I grow my channel enough, I can get paid for it, basically. People can donate to me. And I think that's pretty amazing. I'm working on recording music. It's a love-hate relationship right now, but I'm working on it. And if that goes well, I mean, I can get paid for writing music. But the question is, what is there to do in between? I mean, I can't just quit my job, expect to be, like, all popular and stuff. Like, I have to work towards it. So do I find, like, a cafe job? Do I find another torturing factory job? It's just all these questions you have to ask yourself, and I don't know. But I think when graduation comes, some of my questions could be answered. I mean, will I make enough money out of my open house to where I can say, fuck y'all? And, well, not just, basically, would I be able to leave my toxic past behind and have a fresh new start? Would I be able to tell the town that pushed me down to where I was on suicide watch multiple times, would I be able to tell that town to step up its game and leave? There's a lot of things in life that you have to conquer. And I honestly thought about just giving up. I mean, very recently too, I just had a lot of thoughts of life and what does life even bring to you? What does life even benefit you with? You're working 40, 50 hours a week. You're working 50 to 60 years of your life. So, what is there for you to do? What is there to enjoy? I mean, I've been on vacation and I've been home. Sorry, guys. Like, I don't know what happened. It just, like, I accidentally did something and it stopped recording. But, anyways, I've been on vacation and I've been home. I didn't do anything fun. I didn't live my life like I guess you're supposed to. So what is there to do? What is I guess you just have to play poker and hope to God that you play your cards right and see if you can win a nice life into society and win your happiness or something like that. I mean, when you play your cards in life, what do you do when it goes down? What do you do when it all falls apart? I mean, I feel like life is throwing me bad cards right now. Because I feel stuck where I am. I feel trapped in a life that is not mine. And I want to leave my job, but everyone tells me that I can't. But, like, I can. Like, I'm 18 years old. I can leave my job without permission if I wanted to. I mean, I don't need you guys telling me that I can or can't try to make myself happy. When I got the job, I didn't know anything about factory jobs. The only thing that I was happy about was the $16 an hour and getting paid weekly. But working into that job for over a month, I mean, the first month it was fine. It was fun. It was okay. But it quickly went downhill very fast to where, like, all I can think about is just quitting. But where to go next is the actual question. Like, where, like, you're working jobs. Like, if you quit a job, I mean, it could take anywhere from like a week, a month probably. Like, just to find a new job. And so, like, what do you do? What do you do to find a new job? Because, I mean, the only thing I can do right now is just stick it out until June to where I would be able to leave. Because I'm possibly leaving the state. Or at least the town. I'm definitely leaving Frankfurt no matter what. It's just where, what location, what ideal society can I go to? Theoretically, it's always a question of where. But I mean, I just want to just move and be happy. I don't want people to ask me why are you moving or try to tell me that I can't. Which right now I'm hoping my family will be supportive. I mean, I almost moved to Tennessee. Like, it was almost crack done. It was almost like if the apartments that I was looking at didn't sell so fast, then this month that we are in right now, I'd be leaving. I'd be leaving Indiana and I'd be moving down to Tennessee. Because I found apartments that were freshly built. It was pretty cheap. It was pretty nice. But they filled up so quick. And so it left me without a place to live in Tennessee. So Tennessee, that time and moment was just out of the question. But there's all of these things that you have to just wish for the best. Do I find the perfect house to live in Florida? Do I find the perfect roommate to live with? That will move in with me down to Florida from Indiana, way down south. Do I find the perfect job that satisfies me and my needs? It's just all these questions. Do I go to college? Do I find a college that has a free free fee to apply to? Which apparently there's not a lot of them. I mean, obviously. So there's just questions that people have to keep asking themselves, and it's like I feel like high school doesn't fully set you up for this moment in life. I'm 18 years old. I graduated high school. I've been working for 2 years. I don't know how to do my taxes. I don't do my own taxes. I was never taught and I was never shown how to do my taxes. I don't know how to change a tire. I was never taught and I was never shown how to change my tire. I was never shown how to check my oils. I was never shown how to do this and that with anything with a car. The only thing mechanical wise that I probably know how to do is probably change a light bulb. Because that's the hardest thing you can do in the world is change a freaking light bulb. So, I mean, when you go to school, what are they teaching you? I mean, are they teaching you how to find A from B when B comes from Z? That just confused the hell out of me. Are they teaching you how to live life? Or are they teaching you how to find A from B? Are they teaching you about society now? Or are they teaching you about something that happened 800 years ago? Are they teaching you about. Yeah, they're kind of teaching you about health because, well, I guess you can take biology. Are they teaching you how money works? Or are they teaching you just all these random things that theoretically the chances of you using all of these things in life is like 1% out of 100 or something. I mean, you're telling me that because how school has it set up right now is you're telling me that someone is gonna come up to me with a gun and tell me that I need to solve this equation and find what A is and how A comes from B, or you're gonna shoot me. I feel like that's how school is set up right now. I mean, I was never shown how to do my taxes, I was never shown how to file for a loan. I was never shown how to budget in high school. I mean, budgeting is a very easy concept, but very difficult in its own language. I was never shown how to change a freaking tire. There's all these things that I just never shown, and here I am, 18 years old. I'm a legal adult, but I don't know these answers. I don't know how to file for a loan. I don't know how to do my taxes. School never taught me these things. And so what is there to do? But in the end, this is the end of this episode of Forbidden Life. I hope you guys stay tuned for the next episode for whatever the topic will be. And I will see you guys later. Bye bye.